Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Rightio, you are the voice. 0800 150 811. Your opportunity to talk about what you saw over the weekend, what you're seeing this morning at Augusta. I can tell you now, Scheffler 8 under after 11. They're falling away. Oberg is 5 under after 12. Homer 5 under after 12. Fleetwood 4 under after 15. And Morikawa has had an absolute shocker, two double bogeys almost in a row. So he's minus 3 after 11. So it's Scotties to lose, as they say. Good morning to you, Cliff.
Yeah, good morning, Smitty. Another interesting tournament. The ebbs and flows, you know, over the first to the second to the third rounds, some of the guys come forward, have it look good, and then drop back. And good old Scheffler, he gets himself up in that top three, and he just floats around there. And when he needs to, he seems to be able to put the foot down and take himself away. And look, he has the odd bad hole, but you know, he chips in and makes big putts. And those chippers, they're big savers for him. You know, it's a great tournament. It's so tough. You know, I look at those, you know, the movement on those greens. You know, you can putt a ball that looks like it's going to go in, and then next minute, and you think that the weight's pretty good, and next minute you could be 20 feet, 25 foot past. It can, and just on a bigger angle, and you can end up double bogey a hole that you should be parring or thereabouts. It's just such a tough course when there's pace in it, especially on the greens. And
some interesting stats from this. Ryan Fox, the back nine. Ryan Fox, 14 over on the back nine. 14 over. Finished the tournament 7 over. He dropped 14 shots net-wise, or collectively, on the back nine, Cliff.
He starts well. Like, the first hole or two, he might be a bit untidy, but then he comes good. He plays through to about 10, and he might make two or three birdies and gets himself looking good, and then he loses those shots, if plus a couple more. I was looking at the stats. The guy, we're talking about old fellas. Olaf Arbol shot 71 today. Now, that's a great round for a guy who's in his late 50s. You know, that is amazing. You know, there's John Rahm shot 72. And that's, you know, if you can shoot around par on the final day, because there's a lot of guys that are shooting, you know, 76. Kurt Kibayama shot 82. You know, it is tough out there. But, you know, Ricky Fowler, 71. That's good going. Lucas Glover, another older guy. You just got to grind it every day. You know, Rory's finished plus 4, tie for 22. The thing was, if Foxy could have held it together today and shot even par, he would have finished top 20. And that is a good result. But, you know, like you say, the back nine hurt him. And
back nine hurt him on all four, yeah. Now, Dave, what about Tiger? Cliff, what about Tiger? Are you enjoying this Tiger? I mean, do you like reliving his moments by watching him limp around a golf course these days, shooting those kinds of numbers?
Yeah, well, I watched a bit of the second round, and he played some lovely shots. He had a lovely ball in from about 207 metres, 200 square. And I thought, you know, that's the sort of shots that Tiger plays. Just glides it in and it stops on the first bounce because he doesn't play it too high, but just nice. But if he's going to play four rounds, he needs to be riding in something, whether it's a little motorbike or, you know, he could ride alongside the caddy. But look, those ankles, you can just see as it goes on that he gets slower and more tired in his walk. And Look, we followed four old fellas down at Chisholm yesterday on Saturday, and it was the same. They got slower and slower as the day because only one of them had a bag with an electric, you know, pulling them along. They were pushing, and it was a bit of a cold, dull afternoon, and it got tough. And Chisholm Park is a long course. And if you're struggling in any way, those courses will hurt you, and they're hurting Tiger Woods, especially with a big undulating course like the Masters at Augusta. It's uphill, downhill. Tough work.
Yeah, you're dead right, Cliff. Thanks very much. Might have a chat with you tomorrow when it's all said and done, eh? Give us a call tomorrow morning. That would be great. So at this stage, Scheffler has just parred 12, and he's still got a three-shot lead over the field at this point, teeing it up on 13, which is a very gettable par 5 for him. And very interesting. I'm a bit mixed on this one. Sam, you might want to come in on this, on Tiger Woods. I don't want to see him play 5 or 6 of these and battle the whole time. Physically, I mean, when he first came out, he had his game face on, and everyone thought, wow, that's the Tiger look of old. But you just can't, you can't imagine how tough it is. I think it's his first really competitive round of golf almost this calendar year, and it's teeing it up at the Masters. And I know, though, why. I mean, he wants to be there. Clearly he wants to be there, and he believes in himself. But, boy, to think that he's going to be able to win that tournament in the physical state that he's in now, honestly, he's dreaming. And you don't say that often about Tiger.
No, you have to agree with you, Smithy. A very good morning to you as well. My thoughts on Tiger, as we spoke last week, I said, how good would it be just to see Tiger back in that red shirt, right? The final round Tiger, just to relive those memories. Personally, of course, it's disappointing to see Tiger Woods play like that. I mean, setting records is what everyone sets to do, but it's his highest score as a professional at 304 for his four rounds, 16 over it was there. For me, though, you can't tarnish his legacy. I won't remember this Tiger Woods when it's all said and done. Watching him is tough. Seeing him struggle in that way when he was everybody's hero, he was what golf was. To me, it helps cement someone like Scottie Scheffler as the star that he is. Because by seeing the two in comparison, you're not just having this, well, Tiger Woods was this and Tiger Woods could still be that. It's very clear who the top dog is in international golf, in world golf, I should say, right now. And seeing those two makes Scottie Scheffler look even hotter and makes his accomplishments a little bit better. Because there's always the year but Tiger, right? Same thing with tennis, the year but Federer's, the year but Djokovic's. When you need to see the passing of the torch somehow. And it's unfortunate it's happening with Tiger blowing out the way he is. No one's going to talk about Tiger Woods the way he finished in even the moment that he retires and that's it and doesn't play anymore, Smithy. From that moment on, they're not going to talk about his legacy being tarnished right now. But if you love golf, if you like Tiger, or if you just enjoy seeing the greats of the game play, it's hard watching them play in the way that he is now.
It's just hard watching him move. He's going through the pain barrier. Absolutely going through the pain barrier. So I never thought I'd say this. I feel sorry for him. Because, he's not the kind of person you genuinely have ever had to feel sorry for. But he is.
How much would he hate people feeling sorry for him? You won't be the only one, Smithy. Yep. How much would Tiger Woods, this dominant force, hate sympathy? It's the last thing he would want.
Well, he's going to be the Ryder Cup captain for the United States. And he's going to probably in the next two. So that's 4 years. That's going to be awe-inspiring. Imagine playing in a team that's captained by Tiger Woods. I mean, for those Americans wanting to be on that, those young Americans who want to break through and be on that, that's something absolutely special. So it's not like he's never going to be at the forefront of golf. It's just not for me. I don't know. I mean, I love to see miracles. I love to see fairy tales, but I don't like to see fallen heroes. Time and time again. That's what I'm saying. Because next year it's not going to be any easier. Body's another year older. He's not going to play much more golf. The course isn't going to be any easier. The conditions are going to be tough. Are we going to be happy with watching Tiger, this Tiger, as opposed to the Tiger we want to love? Anyway, we've got Scott from Taranaki on. Scotty, good morning to you. Thanks for your call.
Morning, Smitty. Hey, I think for Tiger, he can take great pride in taking over the most consecutive cuts made at Augusta with 24. Mm. So, I mean, that was a feat that he was sharing before the round, before this, getting through the second round. Now he holds that record on his own. So that's something he can be truly proud of, because that is some. And also, 2019, for me, amazing when he won the Masters, coming back from what he had to face at that point, was absolutely stunning at his age. So he gives us little bites, you know, that just keeps us interested. And by gosh, in 2019, was I interested? That was amazing. And again, even in the first two rounds, he showed us, like Cliff said, he showed us glimpses of what he can do. And you just see that glimmer of, oh man, maybe he can do it. But like you say, the body isn't there anymore, and that's a big hindrance. He'd go well on the senior tour, because he can take a mobility scooter, or whatever you want to call it, a cart, around a golf course. If your mobility scooter might have been a bit tough on him. But you can take a cart, and I think he'll go really well in that, because then he doesn't have to do the walking part so much of the golf day. I think it would be interesting to see how he would breathe life into that competition, for the PGA as well. So I'm enjoying him being here, and just understand that it's few and far between as time goes on. So enjoy the moment of having him swing a golf club.
Yep. Okay. That's the other perspective, and I can see that one as well. Just on the basis that he's going to be standing there, and he might hole in one on 16 again one day. Or, you know, he's going to play some magical golf shots, particularly while he's feeling fresher. It would be interesting to see if there ever would be a day when they'd allow carts on the PGA. I mean, at this stage, no. I mean, you have to have all sorts of medical exemptions to even be considered for that. But I think years and years ago, there was a player played in the PGA event who had a big heart issue, was coming back from a heart issue. Just to think about that. Wasn't a transplant, but it was a big story, and he was able to play, I'm sure, with a cart. But I mean, Tiger wouldn't want that anyway. I mean, he wouldn't want that kind of exemption. But I'll tell you who would: television companies. The television companies would absolutely love Tiger with more mobility, playing more tournaments. Goes through the roof. It's 9:44. We'll be back very shortly here on SENZ.